Esta es la lección 18 de Pimsleur, Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Sorry to bother you, Manuel.
That's all right. How can I help you?
A few people from the office are coming to our place Saturday evening. Can you come too?
I'm sorry. I'd like to, but I can't. I won't be here on Saturday. A friend of mine has invited me to visit him in Boston this weekend.
That's too bad. Maybe some other time.
Acaba de oír.
Maybe some other time.
¿Qué quiere decir? Quizá en otra ocasión.
Listen again.
Sorry to bother you, Manuel.
That's all right. How can I help you?
A few people from the office are coming to our place Saturday evening. Can you come too?
I'm sorry. I'd like to, but I can't. I won't be here on Saturday. A friend of mine has invited me to visit him in Boston this weekend.
That's too bad. Maybe some other time.
Ahora, usted está en su oficina en Nueva York. Luego, usted para en la oficina de una colega. ¿Qué le diría si la interrumpe en su trabajo?
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
Ask her when she wants to have lunch.
When do you want to have lunch?
She says,
Tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
Vayamos pronto.
Let's go soon.
Say,
Bueno, pero primero.
All right, but first.
Tengo que llamar a nuestro nuevo cliente.
I have to call our new client. New. Our new client.
You want to say?
Él quiere que lo llame esta mañana.
Listen.
He wants me to call him this morning. He wants me to call him this morning.
Now you say?
Él quiere que lo llame esta mañana.
He wants me to call him this morning. He wants me. He wants me to call him this morning.
Say,
Esta tarde.
This afternoon.
Say that this afternoon he won't be in his office.
This afternoon he won't be in his office. Won't. He won't be. This afternoon he won't be in his office.
Say again.
No estará en su oficina.
He won't be in his office.
Lo llamaré ahora mismo.
I'll call him right now.
Now you and your colleague are at a restaurant. She asks,
¿Viene nuestro nuevo cliente la semana próxima?
Is our new client coming next week? Is our new client coming next week?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Tenemos una reunión importante.
We have an important meeting.
Creo que será una reunión larga.
I think it will be a long meeting.
Pero todos deberán estar allí.
But everyone should be there.
She says,
Yo no estaré ahí.
I won't be there. I won't be there.
Porque la semana próxima.
Because next week.
Usando.
I'll.
Trate de decir, voy a estar de vacaciones.
I'll be on vacation. I will be. I'll be. I'll be on vacation.
Para el resto de esta lección, use
I'll be
por voy a estar. Diga otra vez, voy a estar de vacaciones.
I'll be on vacation.
Mi hermana me ha invitado.
My sister has invited me. Has invited. Has invited me. My sister has invited me.
A visitarla.
To visit her. My sister has invited me to visit her.
Mi hermana vive en Seattle.
My sister lives in Seattle.
Me ha invitado a visitarla en Seattle.
She's invited me to visit her in Seattle.
Ask your colleague if she has ever been to Seattle.
Have you ever been to Seattle? Have you ever been to Seattle?
¿Cómo contesta ella brevemente que no?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Now she says,
Tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
¿Dónde está nuestro mesero?
Where's our waiter?
Now here's the word
mesera.
Listen and repeat.
Waitress. Tress. Wait. Waitress. Waitress.
Try to ask,
¿Dónde está nuestra mesera?
Where's our waitress? Where's our waitress?
Now your colleague says,
Mi esposo y yo.
My husband and I.
Mi esposo y yo quisiéramos invitarlo a usted.
My husband and I would like to invite you. To invite you. My husband and I would like to invite you.
A nuestra casa este sábado.
To our place this Saturday. This Saturday.
Try to say,
Quisiéramos invitarlo a cenar. Literalmente, a cena.
We'd like to invite you to dinner. To dinner. We'd like to invite you to dinner.
¿Puede venir el sábado?
Can you come on Saturday?
Answer.
Gracias. Me gustaría venir.
Thanks. I'd like to come.
Usando
won't,
diga, pero no voy a estar aquí el sábado.
But I won't be here on Saturday.
Say,
este fin de semana.
This weekend.
Voy a estar en Filadelfia.
I'll be in Philadelphia. I'll be in Philadelphia.
Un amigo mío.
A friend of mine.
Un amigo mío me ha invitado a visitarlo. Aquí, lo se sobreentiende.
A friend of mine has invited me to visit. A friend of mine has invited me to visit.
Voy a estar en Filadelfia este fin de semana.
I'll be in Philadelphia this weekend.
Now the waitress arrives. Your colleague says,
aquí está nuestra mesera.
Here's our waitress. Here's our waitress.
Después de hacer su pedido, quiere decirle a su colega que su sobrina viene de visita. Sobrina.
Listen and repeat.
Niece. Niece. Niece.
Try to say,
mi sobrina viene de visita.
My niece is coming to visit. My niece. My niece is coming to visit.
She asks,
su sobrina?
Your niece?
She knows you have two. How does she ask which one?
Which one? Which one?
Say,
la mayor.
The older one. The older one.
Mi sobrina viene a visitarme.
My niece is coming to visit me. My niece is coming to visit me.
El mes próximo.
Next month.
A mi sobrina le gusta viajar.
My niece likes to travel.
Primero viene a Nueva York.
First, she's coming to New York.
Try to say,
luego va a Canadá.
Canada.
Then she's going to Canada. Canada. Then she's going to Canada.
Ella pregunta con sorpresa. ¿Ella va a Canadá?
She's going to Canada?
Say.
Así es.
That's right.
Ella va a Canadá.
She's going to Canada.
A Montreal.
Montreal.
To Montreal. Montreal. To Montreal.
She says,
Montreal es una ciudad bonita.
Montreal is a beautiful city. Montreal.
Usted quiere decir que su sobrina acaba de graduarse de la universidad.
Listen.
My niece just graduated from college. My niece just graduated from college.
Primero, la parte que literalmente significa ella se graduó.
Listen and repeat.
She graduated. Graduated. Ted. Wait. Waited. Waited. Jew. Jew waited. Gra. Gra Jew waited. She graduated.
Say.
Ella se graduó.
She graduated.
Acaba de graduarse.
Listen and repeat again.
She just graduated. Just. Just graduated. She just graduated.
Say.
Acaba de graduarse.
She just graduated.
Say that she just graduated from college.
She just graduated from college. From. From college. She just graduated from college.
Say.
Mi sobrina acaba de graduarse de la universidad.
My niece just graduated from college. My niece just graduated from college.
Y ahora quiere viajar.
And now she wants to travel.
Your colleague asks,
¿Va ella a Montreal sola?
Is she going to Montreal alone? Is she going to Montreal alone?
Answer,
No, va con una amiga.
No, she's going with a friend.
Su mejor amiga.
Listen and repeat.
Her best friend. Best. Best. Her best friend.
Va a Canadá.
She's going to Canada.
Con su mejor amiga.
With her best friend. With her best friend.
Su amiga acaba de graduarse también.
Her friend just graduated too. Her friend just graduated too.
Mi sobrina y su mejor amiga.
My niece and her best friend.
Se acaban de graduar de la universidad.
Just graduated from college. They just graduated from college.
Van a Montreal juntas.
They're going to Montreal together.
Ahora, terminaron su almuerzo y quiere pagar la cuenta. Pregunte, ¿dónde está nuestra mesera?
Where's our waitress? Waitress.
She arrives. Ask for the check.
The check, please. We'd like the check, please, miss.
Otra vez en la oficina, su asistente toca la puerta. Dice, siento molestarlo.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
Llamó la señora Green.
Mrs. Green called.
Ella quiere que usted la llame de vuelta.
She wants you to call her back.
Pregunte con sorpresa. ¿Quiere que la llame de vuelta?
She wants me to call her back? She wants me to call her back?
Say,
pero hablé con ella.
But I spoke with her. I spoke with her.
Hace como una hora.
About an hour ago. About an hour ago.
Now say,
la llamaré ahora mismo.
I'll call her right now.
Ahora, usted llama y contesta a una mujer. Pregunte cortésmente si puede hablar con Susan Green.
May I speak with Susan Green?
Es Susan. ¿Qué podría decir ella?
Speaking. This is Susan.
Una semana más tarde, su asistente le recuerda a usted la reunión. ¿Cómo dice ella? Nuestro nuevo cliente estará allí.
Our new client will be there.
Será una reunión larga.
It will be a long meeting.
Pero es importante.
But it's important.
Y todos los de la oficina, recuerde que lo se omite.
And everyone from the office. Everyone from the office.
Estarán allí.
We'll be there.
Say,
Linda no estará allí.
Linda won't be there.
Linda está de vacaciones.
Linda's on vacation.
She says,
pues, casi todos estarán allí.
Well, almost everyone will be there.
Es una reunión importante.
It's an important meeting.
Porque nuestro nuevo cliente estará allí.
Because our new client will be there.
Es nuestro mejor cliente también.
He's our best client, too. Our best client.
Say that you know.
I know.
Say that you'd like to invite him to dinner.
I'd like to invite him to dinner.
Un poco más tarde, usted para en la oficina de una colega. Diga, siento molestarte.
Sorry to bother you.
Say,
el domingo por la tarde.
Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon.
¿Te gustaría ir a un concierto conmigo?
Would you like to go to a concert with me?
She says,
me gustaría, pero mi sobrina.
I'd like to, but my niece.
Mi sobrina me ha invitado a su casa.
My niece has invited me to her place.
El domingo.
On Sunday.
Ella es de Canadá.
She's from Canada.
De Montreal.
From Montreal.
Se acaba de graduar de
Boston University.
She just graduated from Boston University. She just graduated from Boston University.
Voy a almorzar con mi sobrina.
I'm going to have lunch with my niece.
Y con su mejor amiga. Con se omite.
And her best friend. I'm going to have lunch with my niece and her best friend.
Ambas se acaban de graduar de la universidad.
They both just graduated from college. They both. They both just graduated from college.
You want to ask,
¿qué estudiaron?
Listen and repeat.
What did they study? Did study. What did they study?
Pregunte otra vez, ¿qué estudiaron?
What did they study?
She answers,
mi sobrina estudió inglés.
My niece studied English. Studied. My niece studied English.
Y su mejor amiga estudió español.
And her best friend studied Spanish.
Este es el final de la lección 18.